There are 1,150 deaths per 100,000 live births in South Sudan. Most of the deaths are due to infection, hemorrhage, and obstructed labor. Officials from the USAID, the United Kingdom, and UNICEF say while meaningful progress has been made in reducing maternal and under-5 deaths globally over the past 10 years, only a handful of countries are likely to meet the Sustainable Development Goal targets by 2030. The officials spoke during a press conference to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Global Maternal and Child Survival Call to Action. They say they are seeing extremely worrying rates of mortality for mothers and babies, especially in South Sudan, which is performing the worst globally. Jasper Moller is the UNICEF Deputy Country Representative for South Sudan.
In South Sudan, while we see some progress, for example, in the impressive increases in women giving birth in the presence of a skilled health practitioner or in a health facility, we are still seeing 1 in 10 children dying before their 5th birthday, with a concentration of these deaths in the first month or the first year of life.
5 million children under the age of 5 die every year, and nearly half of those are newborns, and most of them die from preventable causes, says Moller, adding that in South Sudan there are climate-induced recurrent shocks such as flooding, drought, poverty, and conflict. He says South Sudan needs to strengthen primary health care systems and adopt an integrated approach that looks beyond clinical health care to improving water and sanitation, hygiene and nutrition, as well as reducing gender-based violence. Kate Crawford is with the USAID Global Maternal Child Nutrition Office. She says while progress has been made over the past 10 years, instability and weak national and state immunization systems continue to hinder those efforts.
South Sudan needs its leadership to stand by its people, ensure that peace and stability are here. I mean, we recognize the ministry and the parliament are not flush with funds, but you have to create an environment where private sector investment can come in. You have to create an environment where civil society can operate freely and engage in all the community work that needs to be done.
Healthy care in South Sudan is one of the least funded sectors by the government. The money allocated for health dropped from 9.7% in the 2021-2022 fiscal year budget to just 4.2% in the 2022-2023 fiscal year budget. Member of Parliament Benjamin Malek Alier, a member of the Health Committee, says the executive dictates on the budget allocation and gives Parliament no opportunity to adjust the figures.
Although we started to increase it, when we ask, especially members of the Parliament, the budget which is brought always is brought by the executive and they put a ceiling. So most of our attempts to increase the health budget don't go through, particularly last year.
Acting Health Minister Warile acknowledges the South Sudan situation of maternal and child deaths remains among the worst in the world. Warile says though the budget allocated to the health sector is too small to manage the magnitude of the problem, absence of peace and stability affects the government's efforts.
You will all agree with me. Even if we have the best budget, even if we have the best plans or programs, without peace, where would we go?
Crawford says the call to action for maternal, newborn and child health initiative is to refocus attention on the needs of children and mothers. The U.S., the United Kingdom and UNICEF say improving the survival chances and quality of life of women, newborns and children remains an urgent global challenge. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.